Hello, everyone. You're listening to Hobosode number 70. Holy crap, it's a Hobosode that everyone gets to listen to because every 10 Hobosodes, I make them publicly available so everyone can hear them and hear how awesome they are and possibly make them want to sign up. But this one probably isn't going to do that because I'm just going to test an idea on today's Hobosode. A wacky idea that I got earlier today. And I think this idea was kind of inspired by the last meth bender because he wants me, I mentioned this before, he wants me to call up stores like 7-Elevens or whatever and say I'm with corporate and get them to co-host prank calls with me. And I've been meaning to do that for an entire episode ever since he wrote that on YouTube, but I haven't done it yet. I'm going to soon though, because I want to get employees to co-host entire shows with me. Like get one to sit there with me and listen to voicemails. Get one to sit there and listen to the intro with me. Maybe get them to chime in with hilarious things. But I was thinking it'd be fun to also get them to do songs and voices and stuff like that, like wacky cartoon voices. And that led to this idea. I want to tell employees that we're doing a new series of radio commercials or something like that, and that I want them to audition to be the voice of our new cartoon mascot. So maybe I can get them to do some kind of a wacky voice and a wacky slogan. By the way, this episode is sponsored by FOD87. Thank you, FOD87, for supporting the show on the Patreon. You know what? I think when we do Hobosode number 87, it's got to be FOD87 that sponsors that one. Hopefully, I will remember that when we get up to that number. But probably by then, he'll be sick of this whole thing and he won't be a supporter anymore. Anyway, I'm going to test out the idea for the wacky cartoon voice on today's show. And I think I'm just going to use one idea. Like, so far, there's been a few good ideas in the Facebook thing, but I don't want to get too complicated yet. I just want to see if people are actually going to do this for me. So I'm going to use one of the very first ideas that came up on the Facebook group, and it's from Lee Condor. And she says I should call PetSmart, and the slogan should be, "Who's a good boy?" And I just so happen to have a bunch of Petco numbers in here that was submitted by Tara. I think during a live show, she submitted a bunch of Petco numbers trying to get me to call them during the live show. They're here in the prank call request directory, and I didn't even see them until the show was over, Tara. Jeez. But she sent me several Petco numbers here, or she says PetSmart, but then they're Petcos. Oh, wait, they're both. Some of these other ideas, though, like, it doesn't say who submitted the idea, because it's a poll on Facebook. One of these, though, 7-Eleven, I don't throw the Go-Cups out the window, I don't go out for coffee, I'm a diabetic, and I drink water. That might be too complicated. You know, they've got to memorize the thing real quick before they say it. We're going to give them too much time to realize that this is bullshit. Pizza places, our pizzas no longer taste like drywall. That was mine. I was just trying to throw something out there. I know that's kind of stupid. Someone submitted a place for pizza. We put the tingle downstairs, or in the downstairs. Planet Fitness, the place where the real workout starts when you hit the showers. Smiley face. Wink, wink. I don't think I can get them to say smiley face. But, you know, this would probably be a good idea to do during a live show. Maybe I should do a live show this week of getting people to do cartoon slogan voices. Or maybe not even cartoon voices. Maybe just, you know, just a good radio voice to say the new wacky slogan in our new nationwide radio campaign thing that's going to happen. So anyway, let's give this a try. I'm just going to call up these numbers that Tara gave me, and then that'll be the end of it, just to see if it's going to work out.
Petco Grooming, this is Rebecca speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Rebecca. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with Petco.
Yes.
Hey, we're doing this thing, like an audition thing, where we're trying to find a voice for our new cartoon mascot.
Okay.
And do you think you could audition real quick and just say a quick quote?
Okay.
All right, just in your best cartoon voice, can you say, "Who's a good boy?"
Who's a good boy?
Yeah, but it has to be a cartoon voice. Like a crazy cartoon voice. You can do as many auditions as you want. Do a bunch of them real quick.
I'm being punked.
No. Why would you think that? It's okay. Just do it. I sign your paychecks.
I've got another call beeping in.
Okay, quick. Do one before you answer.
Who's a good boy?
No, come on. Cartoon voice, goddammit. Come on. Hurry up.
I can't.
You gotta answer that call.
I can't.
Okay, fine. You don't get to be the new voice of our mascot then.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. You're still hired, though. I'm not firing you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye. All right. That one was kind of fun, even though she knew she was being punked. That one sort of worked. And, you know, I could call that same number back and not pick the grooming department, get a regular employee.
Thank you for calling your neighborhood Petco, where you can get complete care for your pet.
Where the pets go.
From local experts in grooming and training.
Thank you for calling Petco. How can I help you?
Hi there. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with Petco. And we're launching a new series of radio commercials across the country, and we're just doing the auditions today to, do the new slogan thing. Do you think you could try out the slogan for me real quick? The new Petco slogan. You just do it in a wacky cartoon voice.
What is it?
It's just, who's a good boy? That's all you have to say. It's just a cartoon character that says, who's a good boy? Just give it a try. Give it a shot right now. Ready, set. Gosh, she hung up. That was the same store, though. She may have had time to be alerted by the grooming person that someone was punking her. So let's try up this next one that Tara sent in.
Thank you for calling PetSmart, where pets inspire us. For our store hours and location, press 1.
Do they?
For the grooming salon, press 2. For the fish, bird, small animal, and reptile information, press 3. For pet training information, press 4.
A lot of decisions on this place.
For Banfield Pet Hospital.
I'm just going to call grooming. I don't feel like listening to their options.
Grooming, this is Ashley. How can I help you?
Hey, Ashley. This is Steve Day from the corporate office with PetSmart.
Yes.
And I'm calling. We're doing our new radio campaign for this, the one that's coming up this summer. And we just need you to do a quick audition for the cartoon mascot voice. We're just the cartoon, the radio commercial, the cartoon is going to be like, who's a good boy? So could you just give that a try real quick in a cartoon voice?
I can let my salon leader do this, okay?
Oh, no, it's just for the every employee, you know, just anyone can be a star. You don't want to let that person have it. Come on.
Okay.
All right. So
you want me to say who's a good boy in a little like kid voice?
Yeah, kid voice, cartoon voice. You can do like several different auditions. I'm just recording this, and we're gonna send it into the commercial people. And if they like it, they'll come in and record you in person. All right. So
sure. I guess I can do that.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Ready, set, go.
Who's a good boy?
That was pretty good. You want to try another one?
Sure. I'll do it one more.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Whenever you're ready.
Who's a good boy?
That's pretty good. Hey, did you want to let anyone else in there audition? And you can do a third one if you want.
Yeah, definitely. I'll put Melody on the line.
Hey, could you do a voice like a cockroach?
All right, nobody wants to.
It's just a thought. Oh, come on. Tell them they have to or they're fired. Like, you know, just to motivate them. I'm not really going to fire them.
Well, I can't fire them, so...
Oh, I know. No, I'd say I would fire them, because I'm in the corporate office. I sign their paychecks.
Okay, they won't do it.
Okay, can you fire them real quick?
I'm good.
You're good?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for the additions. I'm going to send these in to the advertising whatever people, and we'll let you know if you win.
Yep.
And if you win, you get like $500,000.
Oh, really?
Yep.
All right, bye.
All right, have a nice day. Oh, man, I don't know why those other people wouldn't do it. And wow, what a shitty cartoon voice that girl had. Unless she just thinks her normal voice sounds like a cartoon voice. Let's quickly try a different department in that same store.
Thank you for calling PetSmart, where pets inspire us. For our store hours and location, press 1. For the grooming salon, press 2.
Maybe if I just hit 0.
For the fish, bird, small animal.
Thank you for calling PetSmart. My name is Mackenzie. How can I help you?
Hey, Mackenzie. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with PetSmart.
Yes.
And we're doing this new radio commercial thing coming up this summer. It's going to be like a nationwide radio thing. And we're just looking for employees to audition to do the cartoon voice of the new the new PetSmart mascot. So, do you think you could just do a quick audition for us? Just say, who's a good boy in your best cartoon voice?
Okay.
All right. Whenever
How would you like me to do it? Like high pitch, low, whatever?
Yeah, high pitch. Whatever is a good cartoon voice for you. Just anything you want to do. You can do like several different tries.
Okay.
All right. Ready when you are.
Who's a good boy?
That was pretty good.
I guess. That's the best I can do.
No, I liked it. You could try a different one, like do like a weird, wacky cartoon thing.
Who's a good boy?
Yeah,
how
yeah.
Was that?
Oh, I liked it. I'm going to send this in, definitely. Do you want to try one more, or is that good for you?
Okay. Give me a way to do it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm no actor myself. I'm just a corporate person. I just know how to sign paychecks.
Oh, okay. I guess I don't know how to do a third one.
Well, like, who's your favorite cartoon? Like, could you imitate just, like, your favorite cartoon?
I don't really have a favorite cartoon, to be honest with you.
What about Goofy from Disney, you know, Mickey Mouse, Goofy? Can you do Goofy?
That'll be hard, but I can try.
You can do it.
You're a good boy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking over you. Go ahead now, then.
Who's your good boy?
That's pretty good. That's a good Goofy.
Well, thank you.
Hey, is there any other employees around there that might want to try?
There's only one other employee on the floor right now.
Okay.
But I know somebody's coming in at 5.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll try then.
Okay.
All right. We'll let you know if this works out. I'll send these in to the advertising department.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a nice day. Thanks for auditioning.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Well, this is, like, easier than I thought it would be, but the only problem is that everyone sucks. They all sound the same. But maybe it's all Lee Condor's fault for this dumb slogan that I'm having them say. Nah, I'm just kidding, Lee. This is perfect for a trial run for the amazing live show that I'm going to do later this week with this idea.
Thank you for calling your neighborhood Petco, where you can get complete care for your pet from local experts in...
Wait while I transfer your call.
You know, the grooming people, that's like the perfect place to do this because they're like in this isolated area. It's like a sound booth. It's pretty much perfect to call the grooming area.
Petco Grooming, this is Rebecca speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Rebecca, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Petco.
Yes.
And we're doing these new radio commercials that are coming out this summer. And we're looking for someone to be the voice of the new cartoon mascot for Petco.
And
could you do just a quick audition for us?
Yep. Can I actually put you on hold for just a minute so I can take care of a client?
Oh, sure. I guess so. Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Ah, fucking clients. They're all the same. They think they're more important than auditioning for a cartoon mascot voice thing. All right, I'm giving up on this lady. I've been on hold for like 10 minutes now.
For customer service, press 3 or remain on the line.
Let's try one other employee
Wait
at that store.
Wait for your call.
Even though that lady's had 10 minutes to be like, hey, there's some weirdo on the phone. I think I might be getting punked. Don't listen to him.
Thank you for calling Petco. How can I help you?
Hey there, this is Steve Day from the corporate office with Petco.
Can I put you on hold, please, for just a second?
Why?
I have to. Sorry.
No, you don't. I don't give you permission.
I do.
Do not
I
do,
do
it.
Sorry, I do.
Listen.
Sorry.
I'm going to fire you. Don't
you
do
said
it.
You said Steve Davies?
Yeah, Steve Dave.
No one in Petco directory named that?
Oh, you just don't know me because I'm in the advertising department. I don't get put in the directory. I'm not that important. Durr.
Because if any of this is true, they would have sent out an email.
Oh, no. We're doing it on the fly.
Yep.
We're doing it off the cuff, you know?
Yep. So
we're wacky here in the advertising
department. Store director, the store manager here.
We're creative types. We're loose cannons. We don't follow the rules, motherfucker. So don't try and tell us that we're not from corporate, lady.
What corporate office are you from?
The Petco corporate office. Durr.
Yes. Located where?
I don't have to tell you, lady.
Exactly. Keep calling. We'll call the cops.
You better not. If you call the cops, I am going to reduce the amount that you get paid hourly.
It's a toll-free number. We will call the authorities, so keep it up.
The authorities are a toll-free number?
You're calling from a toll-free number, tard.
I know. Hey, don't call me a tard. That's like disrespectful to tards.
What? Totally right. But unless you want us to call the authorities,
no,
keep calling.
I just want you to audition for our damn commercial.
This is a business. We're trying to work.
I'm trying to increase the amount of business you get by doing a radio commercial.
Not likely.
What do you mean not likely?
You don't even know where corporate offices are at, so come on.
Yes, I do. I think it's weird that you don't know, and I have to tell you. You should know this. If you work there, you should know.
I actually do, but you're the one calling from there. So
I know.
Keep calling, and I will call the cops.
I'm calling from there. You just admitted it. Okay, wow. That was the same lady, I assume? Or maybe the other lady just kind of spread the word about what was going on? Or did Tara give me the same number twice, maybe? Let's check. Oh, shit, that may be possible. She sent me two different emails. So, God damn it, Tara, that huge, amazing argument that I just had may have been your fault. So thank you for that. That was kind of fun. And wow, using the tard word. Not cool, lady.
Thank you for calling PetSmart, where pets inspire us. For the grooming salon, press 2.
Remember, everyone, PetSmart doesn't use the tard word. That's just Petco.
Thank you for calling PetSmart Grooming Salon. This is Sammy. How can I help you?
Hey, Sammy. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with PetSmart. And
hi,
we're working on a new series of radio commercials here, and we're doing the auditions today for we want someone to be the voice of our new cartoon mascot.
Okay.
And do you think you could do a quick audition for us? all you have to do is like just say the catchphrase, the new corporate office catchphrase, the new commercial catchphrase. It's who's a good boy? But if you can,
okay, let me put you on hold for one moment.
What for? Where are you going? Oh, man. Again. Maybe the manager will want to audition for this.
Thank you for holding. This is Aaron in the PetSmart Grooming Salon. How can I help you today?
Hey, Aaron. This is Steve Dave from the corporate office with PetSmart. Can you hear me?
I can't. Here, let me put you on hold. I'm going to pick up on another phone, all right?
Okay, yeah, it's loud there.
All right, it'll just be a moment. All right, are you still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, I can hear you a whole lot better. What can I do for you?
Great. Okay, yeah, we're just working on that new radio campaign that's going to be coming out this summer for PetSmart, and we're doing the auditions. Do you want to do a quick audition for the mascot voice?
Well, I'm good. I'm not so sure that there's anybody in the salon that would be interested in that.
Oh, come on. Just give it a try. Just a quick try. You just have to say the catchphrase in a wacky cartoon voice.
Oh, I'm good. No, thank you.
No, you can. No, come on. Have faith in yourself. It'll be fun. Like, the worst that'll happen is we'll just tell you suck.
Oh, well, that would be great. I'd prefer not to. Thank you, though.
Okay, all right. So could you put someone on the phone that would like to audition?
I don't have anybody in the salon. They're all, like, shaking their head at me right now.
Well, no, that you didn't even tell them what it's for.
Well, you were on the phone with Sammy just a minute ago, and she let everybody know.
Ah, fucking Sammy. Ugh. We're going to have I think she's up for review at this point. She's messing with our advertising stuff, and, yeah, we can't have that. Maybe, what if you and Sammy both got on the phone together and said the catchphrase at the same time? And then you wouldn't be...
That is all right. I don't think either of us are terribly interested in that.
Well, that way you wouldn't be so shy. It's like when you do karaoke at a bar, but you both do it together so you don't feel stupid.
I'm going to let you go. I'm sorry. I just don't have anybody who's interested in that.
Okay, fine. Fine, we'll just
all
call
right,
another store
you.
And look for our star that's going to get paid $40,000.
All right, well, you have a wonderful day.
Yep, apparently you don't like money. It's fine, it's okay. You have a wonderful day, too.
Thank you, bye-bye.
I love you. Hopefully you guys heard that as she hung up. I think that was Sammy in the background saying, "Is that real?" And she said it in a perfect cartoon voice, too. Like, I think she would have been perfect for the audition. She probably would have won. But whatever. I guess money's just not important to people like that. I think that's enough auditioning for the audition show that I want to turn into a live show possibly later this week or next week or the week after. I don't know. I think it could be a lot of fun, you know, going off of the chat room, all the wacky ideas they give me, as well as more ideas from this Facebook poll that I created an hour ago. And it's already got a bunch of new options on it, like Pizza Hut. We're going to stuff cheese wherever we damn please, bitches. I don't know if anyone would believe that one. Oh, here's a good one. We'll crank your shaft. We'll oil your nuts. Check your muff. That's what we do. It's J-I-F-F-Y, iffy, wait, what? Lube. It's, you know, it's Jiffy Lube. Jiff-if-if-iffy lube. That's how I'm supposed to say it, but I'm supposed to say it in a cartoon voice. Sorry for not doing that, everyone. What do you guys think? Should I do this for an entire show, or is this enough of this forever? Let me know in the comments on Patreon. And thanks again, FOD87, for sponsoring this Hobosode, Hobosode number 70. Usually I try to make the Hobosodes that everyone gets to hear, I try to make them better, but nope, not today. Today's Hobosode was just a bunch of unfunny stuff where I'm testing out an idea. It's almost ironic that I suck at marketing on the show where I'm trying to test out a marketing idea.